Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Rich Horwath is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Rich is the author of the new book, Elevate, E-L-E-V-A-T-E, Elevate, and it's all about strategy and innovation, right, Rich?
That's exactly right, Jim.
Give us that website again, please. Tell us how we can find the book.
Strategyskills.com.
All right, so check that out. All right, so in the previous segment, we were talking about the role of the CEO, understanding that they had to think about the company strategically. They had to try to find some foresight, and manage to that. And you know, Rich, one of the things I think is a great way for a small business CEO to do that, besides reading your book, is to get their butts out of their business, get outside their four walls, go out and meet with peers in the industry. I can't emphasize how important it is for them to go to their industry trade group and meet other people and hear speakers and people who are on the cutting edge of their industry. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think that's great because, and here's a tip for folks out there. When you go to these industry conferences, when you meet with other people, one of the things to do, you know, we talked about foresight earlier. One of the things to do is listen for the problem, listen for the challenges, listen for the issues that your peers, that colleagues, that customers are having, because that's going to give you that insight into what's next. If you can come up with ways to solve problems, solve issues, solve challenges that your customers and other people in the industry are seeing, that's going to be that next innovation. If you look at the history of innovation, it generally stems from what was a problem, issue, or challenge. Yeah. How did you solve it? And that's going to give you a great
But don't just solve it with the facts in front of you. Solve it by adding to the facts in front of you the future implications. The implications of the future and the future implications of that solution. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, and again, Jim, one of the things that you say in your book, The Age of the Customer, is you talk about, you know, the importance of storytelling. And to your point, I see a lot of technology companies, a lot of manufacturers, they're just spitting out data. They're spitting out facts. They're spitting out specs. And the reality is people want to be able to connect with you with your products and services on a more emotional level. So, you know,
on a humanity level.
Yes, exactly. And you talk about a lot in your book, you've got to create kind of that memory with your story that yep. People will say, you know what, I remember talking with Jim and he gave that great anecdote, that great story about how he helped a customer, how a customer overcame this challenge.
Right.
We've got to connect deeper.
Right. So another thing that you talk about in your book that I love is how to convert strategy and innovation into competitive advantage. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, I think too often we think of competitive advantage as we got to beat the competition, lower prices, better sales force, better technology. And the reality is it's not about being better. It's about how are you different in ways that customers value. That's what they want to know. You know, better is always going to be subjective in our mind. So how are you different in ways that customers value? So when we think about competitive advantage, don't think about how are you better. Think about do you offer superior value? And how does the customer, not you, how does the customer define superior value? And oftentimes it's going to be convenience, right? It might be some cost in there. It might be quality. But I
save
really
them
think
time.
At the end of the day, it's convenient.
They're always going to care about you saving them time, aren't they?
Absolutely, Jim. I think that's the key, is how are you saving time? Whether it's through better education, better service, better support. You know, stop thinking just about the product or service. Think about all of the things that that encompass that, that surround that product and service, and how are you doing that more effectively than your competition?
And one of the things that I think is missed that would really help people elevate, to use the concept of your book, to help them elevate their business and their thinking, and it's just such an easy opportunity that is missed so often, is all those things that you just said, all those expectations that your customers have. The way to find out what those are is simply to ask them.
Right, we overthink it too often. Instead of, you know, we sit in our offices, we get in huddles with teammates, and we talk about the customer. Get out there. Meet the customer. Talk to the customer. When is the last time you sat down with your top 10 customers and had lunch or had dinner or had a good conversation? Yeah. Not just about the business, but build the relationship as well. That's the way people are going to open up to you. They're not going to open up to you if you see them once every 2 years. You've got to be face-to-face.
And your customer's expectations. This is CEO work too, isn't it, Rich? When you ask your customers what their expectations are, that will help you understand where your innovation needs to come from.
That's exactly it. It saves you time. It saves you money because you're getting the answer directly from the person that's going to wind up buying it in the future. So as the CEO, you've got to be able to get out there. You've got to listen, and you've got to find where that new value is.
Rich, I need your website one more time, please.
StrategySkills.com.
Hey, Rich, congratulations on the new book, Elevate. It's available wherever books are sold. Come back soon, Rich. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be with you.
Rich Horwath, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rich joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.